the head of the church should be a man. So pastoral leadership is for the men's role.
Why would a woman of God have an earring in her nose?
You're not reading the Bible, you're not mature in the faith, and sorry, Mr. Mike Todd, you are not preaching the truth.
There are still a lot of Christians out here that are not repping Christ. They're repping the devil. You're subconsciously worshiping him. The lack of prayer and the lack of reading your Bible and the lack of going to church.
There's no way that you could actually walk out of your house looking the way you do these days. There's no way men are not committing sin every single day. It's fashion, and God is against fashion.
To the remake edition of the formerly known Day Talks podcast. We have now changed and made everything new, which we're about to get into in a little bit. But welcome to If You're Churchy, Please Don't Sit With Us. This podcast is really dedicated to the women who have been hurt by the church, misled or misunderstood as it comes to their walk with Christ, and the legalistic belief system that it is taught that it is sinful to be authentically her. So I am, in a way, just so glad to be back on the mic. I'm so glad if you were a part of the Day Talk podcast, like I said, of which this was formerly known as. I am just so glad that you are back. But if you are new here, welcome, welcome, and welcome. I am your host, Shadayla. A little bit about me for the new ones tuning in. I am a 21-year-old woman from Florida. I love Jesus with all my heart. Snap, snaps. And I am just really thrilled to just share a lot of what God does through my life as it pertains to my walk with Him, as it pertains to relationships and friendships and life lessons and all that in between. And really, I had to get into a space with the Lord and really within myself, getting into a space where I really want to do this for God's glory. I really want to do what I don't see a lot of people doing authentically. I really want to talk about these things. So I am just absolutely giving glory to God and thankful that you even made the decision to tune in to this show. So snap, snap, snaps all around. Claps, claps if you want to. Let's get into it. I really want to start off with bringing awareness to mental health. If you follow me on social media, you understand or you have the knowing that I struggle with depression, anxiety, and all that in between. And it is really such, it's a tough thing. Not only just the symptoms and the things that I face with the actual depression and anxiety, but just receiving the and the support, the lack of support that is, for the most part, when it comes to the Christian community. And just being an onlooker and looking outside in as to what most of the Christian community believes as it comes to mental health is so devastating. And I definitely want to share a little bit of my journey as to why I feel this is something that needs to be talked about. Because of course there's other people that are out here, they're talking about mental health, they're talking about, you know, Jesus, he wept, Jesus was depressed, and all these things. But do we actually get into the actuality of what depression is and how it makes you feel? We like to generalize things. We like to put it in this box and just slap, Jesus gonna make it better, don't worry, and then we move on. But we don't actually get to have the understanding of what this person that is going through depression and anxiety and mental health disorder, what they're actually going through on a daily basis. I understand that a lot may question what happened to Shadayla. Why is she so depressed? Because Shadayla is not really telling us what caused this depression. And although depression doesn't have to have a cause, mine does. I really want to jump back some months ago, close to almost a year. I just want to jump back. I am a content creator. I do faith-based things, yes. Some months back, maybe close to a year back, I was heavily doing this Christian content. If you followed me, you've seen I was posting threads. I was exposing the darkness. But the Lord, He stopped me. He stopped me. He pulled me to the side. You know, just like a father would do. Like, come on, daughter. Let me pull you to the side. Let me talk to you for a minute. He pulled me aside. He brought awareness to where my heart posture was. Where was my heart posture when I was telling these people about the sinful lifestyle that they are living? That yes, your lifestyle is wrong. Yes, you go to hell for sinning. And yes, you need to repent and give your life to Jesus. But what I was not understanding and what I was blinded to was that there is a way to talk to these unbelievers. There is a way. The way is Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So as I sat back and looked within my heart posture, because you know what? Let's lay it all out on the table. That's why we're here. Pull up a chair. Let's talk about it. Because if you really feeling what I'm saying, you can pull up a chair and you can join the conversation. But along with my heart posture issue, the audience and the engagement began to get to my head. We see all these upcoming Christian content creators. They're going to the top. They in the 100Ks. They in the 50Ks. Some of them hitting 20K. We see this, and it begins to look like a cult. Because you know what? I understand now why the world says we are so-called brainwashed and we're a cult. Because you know what? You look at that Christian community and you see, and when you're within it, long as you're talking about these same traveling topics, repent. Oh, let's talk about how we can do this. The deadly sins some Christians don't know about. Things Christians shouldn't say. Things Christians should do. Things Christians shouldn't do. And et cetera, and so on and so on. When you get in that realm with these Christian content creators and you get into that world, when you step out and you begin a new thing, when you begin a new thing, that's the key word of this episode, a new thing. When you begin a new thing, you are shunned for it. You know what? Because of these practices and these belief systems and these toxic stigmas that are floating around the Christian community. And when I say the Christian community, I'm really more focusing on the online aspect. From what I have seen online, people say amen to just about everything. It don't even have to be biblical. Long as somebody's saying something about Jesus or it sounds biblical, all you see in the comments, amen, brother, amen, sister. Because you know what? Most Christians care about who's speaking it instead of what's being spoken. I'm going to say it again. Most Christians care about who's speaking more than what's being spoken. And that's a problem. When we go to idolize the person and not look towards the word they are giving in biblical context, we have a problem. And we have to begin to look at, are we really for Jesus? Are we really trying to gain souls, or are we just trying to make this group or this clique that have this belief system that makes sense but is totally out of context? Are we trying to make this realm
where we just talk about the same things that only we understand as believers in Christ, but we're not going to go outside of that and try to reach the unbeliever. And believe me, when I say this sarcastically, when I say this, I'm not saying every single Christian content creator is like that. Of course, there are people out there, they are doing the darn thing. They're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them, to guide them. They got the biblical context. But when you see the majority of the Christian community, this is what you see. This is what you see, is it not? And so when God fixed my heart posture and he began to work on me, when I came to an understanding that I can be a person. I can be a person. I can have hobbies and likes and interests outside of Jesus. It does not make it sinful. Me liking makeup as a hobby, honestly, because I can go out the house without makeup because I know that I am beautiful. I am fearfully and wonderfully created. I don't need no makeup to go out the house, but maybe one day I want to get a little cute or whatever for myself in Jesus' name. There's no sin in that. There's no sin in that. But you have these so-called quote-unquote believers that are saying women can't wear makeup. I've seen a post where somebody said women shouldn't even wear tank tops. Tank tops. We taking this back to high school. How are my shoulders distracting you? Like, honestly, when I begin to post my little things I have an interest in, that engagement, that audience that I had that was so wrapped up into the self-righteous and legalistic content I had making prior to the new, we seen a problem. We got a problem, Houston. Before it could come to the light, before it could manifest into the physical, I began to see it in the spiritual. I discerned it. I felt it. I seen it. I heard it. I heard, I seen, I felt everything of which most of these followers I had were saying about me, were thinking about me, were telling others about me. I discerned that. I knew it. And before you know it, I had DMs coming to me where they basically said they did not approve my new content. I should go back to doing this content. And you know, that drove a wedge. That drove a wedge in me. All the things I put into this content, and for that to be overlooked just because I do something new, something that I thought could also bring a light into this dark world. I started losing engagement. People started unfollowing me, and it did something to me. Of course, it's not about the likes. It's not about the follows. But were you ever a true supporter of me? Because let's be honest, I don't have any type of community in person. I really don't. I don't have church home. So really, online is my only means of communication. The relationships and the household status within my life, I don't have a genuine relationship with. I feel like I'm living with strangers. So for this to happen, felt like I was stripped. I was stripped of the only community I had. And to feel like this and to then begin to be alone, devastating. It led me feeling so distraught and down. So I backed away from social media. There was an absence of my presence because I left my Instagram for 4 months. And the hell I went through in 4 months. The hell I went through within my mind was like no other I have ever faced in my life. Nothing I have ever faced in my life. And when I reached out for help, Hey, can you pray for me? Hey, I'm going through this. For people to shun it off. For them to really just want to be nosy and and into my business, but not really actually care about the severity of what I was going through, it did a number on me. It did a number on me, and it led me into depression. It really did. It really did. And for 4 months, all I did was sit in my room and cry and cry and cry. And this buildup of emotions, this buildup that I couldn't even disperse onto anybody else but Jesus. That's all I had. That's all I'm ever gonna have. And it truly showed me the deception and the lack of love that is within this body of Christ. Saying, I'ma pray for you, things gonna get better. Yes, that may be the case, but are we actually thinking that this is a human being that is really going through something that needs actual one-on-one support? How we are supposed to bear the burdens of one another. We rejoice when our brother or sister is rejoicing. We weep when they are weeping, for there is a time for these things. And for a time where it was my season to go through a trial, a tribulation, and to not have that community or that support hurt me. It broke me. I began to have so much bitterness in my heart that I'm still asking God, please remove this from my heart. Remove this. Search my heart, oh God. Cleanse my heart, oh God. That be my prayer. Lord, heal me. Lord, restore me. Lord, renew me. That's all that my aching body and my suffering mind has to even pour out to the Father. Lord, sometimes it's not even a prayer, it's a tear. Sometimes it's a simple tear. And you know, God knows the meaning behind every tear. He knows. He truly knows. And when we think about these people that say they're in depression, they're struggling and everything like that, when we think of these people, it's like, do we have an understanding? And that's why I want to share this. Going through this depression, it hasn't just been a mind thing. It has really transformed into a physical thing. It has manifested into the physical, because what happens in the spirit, of course, will manifest into the physical. And it has led me to, number one, binge eat. I have gained almost 20 pounds. I've gained almost 20 pounds due to binge eating. It sometimes caused me to not have an appetite, so I could go a very long time without eating. I've gone a day and a half without eating one time because I was so upset I didn't want to eat. It causes me to not be able to sleep, restless nights, or to oversleep, to sleep to the point to where it's very hard to get out of bed. It has been a toll on my mind, my body, and my soul. But I continuously reach out to the Lord because I know He's the answer. I know He's the source of my strength. I know He is. And a lot of Christians, a lot of believers, we know this, but we need that one-on-one support. And so going through this season, because I'm going to say it's a season. The season could be 2 years long. The season could be 1 month long. There's no limit to a season, but a season is a season, because like the Bible says, if our life is as nothing but a vapor, here today and could be gone tomorrow. Imagine if our life is just as that, how can a season be? Yeah, it's been very, very tough, very, very tough, you know. And with me coming back as of recently to my page, it really took the Lord telling me, Shadayla, you have to go back. You have to share. You have to open your mouth. Because what the enemy did within this time, he tried to take my fight away. He tried to take it away to where I could not fight back. He tried to restrain my tongue. the tongue that the Lord has allowed me to proclaim his word, to proclaim his truth, and to speak the things over somebody's life that they need to hear. The boldness and the confidence that the Lord God has graced me with, the enemy tried to take from me. It was so scary coming back, because it's like, if they didn't like the little snippet of what I was putting out last time, how are they gonna like this, Lord? And you may say, what is this? The Lord specifically, last 2 months, he has given me the word new. N-E-W. That's spelled new, if you didn't know. I'm playing. But he gave me the word new. And I was like, okay, new what? New life? New house? Because we love that. Hey, that'll probably bring me up out of this depression, Lord. Come on, okay? But no, he said new. And I said, new what, Lord? He said, new. I am making all things new. It brings me back to that verse in Isaiah where he says, behold, for I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the wilderness. I am bringing rivers through the desert somehow, some way. I think that's how that verse go. But he's truly doing something new. And the Lord, he gave me this whole big picture. And that's why we're here today with the new podcast. If you're churchy, please don't sit with us. Please don't sit with us. We've come back to Instagram with new content. New content. We not doing threads for this very moment. The Lord has not instructed me to do any threads. We not doing that. God has called me to do what I am doing in this moment, in this season, and in this time. Honestly, it is about this message getting to somebody in Jesus' name, because I am not just speaking to the believer. I'm trying to speak to the unbeliever, because they are the ones that need hope. They are the one that needs to have faith instilled with them. They are the ones. And my heart yearns to reach them. I am called to the brokenhearted. I am called to the misunderstood. I am called to these people that need hope and love that is going to be found in Jesus Christ. We are different parts of the body of Christ, baby. We are different parts of the body of Christ. And that's the thing. I was trying to conform to what this Christian world wanted me to talk about. They wanted me to talk about abortion. They wanted me to talk about the politics. They wanted me to talk about gay and lesbianism and all of that. They wanted me to talk about these things when God did not tell me to talk about these things. God did not tell me to. He did not specifically tell me to. We just all need Jesus. We just all need the love of Christ. We really, really do. And so as it pertains back to May being Mental Health Month, honestly, check up on people. Don't say you miss them over an Instagram caption or Instagram comment, rather, and then you don't check in on them. Did you really miss them? Did you really miss them? Don't say you love what somebody is doing, but if it touched you and you loved it so much, why didn't you share it? Why didn't you share it? And it's devastating to me to see that this is how the majority of the body of Christ has been programmed. In conclusion, along with checking in on others, be loving. What does 1 Corinthians say? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It isn't arrogant. It isn't self-seeking. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs. It does not keep a record of wrong. I gotta really truly touch on this before we end the introductory episode. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. If you hold the soul mistakes that people make against them, and you allow that to be. I feel like this is for somebody. If you allow this to dictate how you treat them, how you talk to them, and how you think of them, you need to rethink, do you actually have love in you? Do you actually love? When that adulterous woman was about to be stoned, all of them people came around. They petitioned, they planned, whatever you want to call it, to stone that woman. Brought her to Jesus. But what did Jesus say? He said, he that has not sinned, cast the first stone. If you ain't sinned, this is my translation. If you ain't sinned, if you ain't, if you didn't cheat on your hubby or your wifey, if you didn't sit up here and cuss somebody out, if you didn't sit up here and lie to your pastor, if you ain't do none of the above, go ahead, cat, throw that stone. Stone her, baby. Go ahead, do it. But guess what? None of those peoples was without sin. Because he that says he is without sin, what he is? Amen to the person that said liar. Amen. Amen. Ding, ding, ding. You are a liar. We all sin. And you can't be mad. You can't be mad at the person that don't even understand their own sin. You can't be mad at. You really can't. You can have a mad and a breaking in your heart. Like, man, I wish you could see you sinning. But you can't hold that against them and treat them differently, but then claim that you are of love. You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. So I'm talking about these believers that really sit up here and treat the gay man differently than they treat their lying brother in Christ. Like, we picking favorites. Love on them, because that simply ministers the gospel to them. You show them something different apart from the world, because you have an understanding of what love is. And not only do you understand, you know who love is. Woo! You know who love is. You know Jesus. Love them. Love them. You ain't got to love their sin. You can hate the sin, but you can't hate them for the sin. I just thank God. I really do. I really truly do. Because I've been holding that in for a very long time. Y'all, when I say a very long time, I feel like a billion gazillion years I've been holding that in. Because you know what? I didn't know how to administer that to y'all. I didn't know. But I praise God in advance. I thank him. And honestly, if you are going through depression, anxiety, or any mental health disorder, such as I want to say this to you. The Lord, yes, he heals. By his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed. And yes, he is close to the brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. Yes, he is. But you don't gotta be in a rush to heal, baby. Love, sister, you don't have to be in a rush, because God is going to work on you accordingly. And there may be something within this healing process that he's going to have to break within you to bring realization, so that you can break it to somebody else. So you can tell somebody else, how did God get you through this? Don't be in a rush. It won't happen overnight, but best believe he's going to do it. He is true. He is faithful to his word. He is. He sees every tear. He hears every prayer. He sees the nights where you're rocking back and forth. You don't know what to do. You're going crazy in your mind. You thinking life would be better if you weren't here. You don't want to kill yourself, and you ain't going to kill yourself. But you just wonder, what if I wasn't here? Everything, love, everything is going to be okay. And you don't have to feel ashamed. You do not have to feel guilt. Your sin did not cause you to fall into this. You are still loved. You are still worthy. You are still a child of the Most High God. You are still a daughter of the King. You still carry the design of a princess of the Kingdom of Heaven. You are still blessed and highly favored. You are still her, and you are authentically her, made in Christ Jesus and Him alone. You are her. You are her. Because He is He. And I love you. I express my deepest sympathy, empathy, and my love to you within this time. You are loved, daughter. You are loved. You are comforted. Yes, you are. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. That is a promise from the Lord our God. That is a promise from our healer. That is a promise from our provider, from the God up above, the living God. That is a promise. He is true to His promise. And I have never ever seen the righteous forsaken. He will never leave nor forsake you. Your love, keep going, keep going. Okay? I just pray that the Lord will bless you, and just remember, check on your loved ones, check on people. Don't be over here being churchy, okay? And really obtain the understanding of what love is, and most importantly, who love is.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Don't forget to rate this show and turn on the bell notification so that you don't miss when I upload a new episode. Follow me on social media. My social media will be linked in today's episode description. And until next time, God bless, and we'll see you back here.
And if you're churchy, please don't sit with us.